Every day, 3/4 of the people sitting in a New York City jail are waiting for trial. Most are there for one simple reason. They are too poor to make bail. Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman, the man who oversees the state court system, is incredulous.
It is beyond my imagination why we would let a system like this continue to exist in New York, where you are draining our resources and treating people unfairly, with no humanity, and with no purpose.
He thinks the bail statute should be overhauled to keep people out of jail before trial if there's not a compelling reason to hold them, like a threat to public safety.
Some people need to be incarcerated, but to systemically have a system that has the presumption that you're in jail unless you can pay enough money to get out is ridiculous. I mean, I don't understand that.
Nearly 50,000 defendants each year go from their first court appearance to jail. Most spend days or weeks behind bars. Some, however, can spend months or even years on Rikers Island waiting for trial.
My name is Javier Alberto Hernandez. I'm 33 years old.
Hernandez was arrested August 6, 2012, and accused of manslaughter in a hit-and-run accident that left a pedestrian dead. When he sat down for an interview late last month, he'd been on Rikers Island for more than a year without a trial. To get out, he'd need to come up with $100,000 cash or post a $200,000 bond, which costs a lot up front.
I think it'll be put a house down and $13,000 cash, which I don't have that.
Days after the interview, he agreed to plead guilty in exchange for a sentence of 2 to 6 years. Here he is before taking the deal.
What you try to think about is if I cop out, I can get off this island and do my time somewhere where it's more a little bit more comfortable.
When judges set bail, numbers show it might as well be a jail sentence. Only about 12% of defendants will make bail at arraignment. This is an issue New York City has been grappling with for 50 years.
The man who just stepped into the confines of a New York City prison was arrested a few hours ago.
This is from a 1961 documentary.
You will be with us as we take a hard look at a system, a cruel choice, which too often jails the innocent man who is poor and lets the professional criminal go free.
At the time, New York City was leading what would become the pre-trial justice movement.
Must it be bail or jail? That's what all America wants to know.
To be sure, a lot has changed since then. Over the past decade, the percentage of defendants released at their first court hearing has steadily increased to more than 70%. And the city has tried some programs as alternatives to bail. The Brooklyn District Attorney's Office is currently working on a community supervision program for misdemeanor defendants. Anne Swern, the first assistant district attorney, said her office is partnering with the Center for Court Innovation on that project.
They would work with them to remind them of their court date, make sure there are no impediments to coming to court, and otherwise help to ensure the defendants return to court, which is what everybody's concern is.
But so far, alternatives to bail have been relatively small and drawn mixed reactions from advocates. As it stands, every day there are more than 9,000 people in city jails accused but not convicted of a crime. That's not just a fairness issue, says Stephen Banks, the Legal Aid Society's attorney in chief.
The cost to the taxpayers is far greater than any criminal justice system advantage.
Current estimates by the Independent Budget Office show the annual cost per jail inmate is nearly $170,000. And the annual cost to incarcerate people who can't make bail is $125 million. Much of this money goes to hold people accused of minor crimes. A Human Rights Watch report showed that in 2008, nearly 17,000 people accused of no more than a misdemeanor couldn't make bail of $1,000 or less. Most were accused of nonviolent crimes, such as possession of marijuana or jumping a subway turnstile. Steve Banks, the legal aid attorney in chief, said pretrial detention impacts such cases.
Experience and data shows that you're more likely to be able to favorably resolve your case if you're not being held on Rikers Island pending your trial or your court proceeding.
Being behind bars puts a lot of pressure on people who stand to lose their jobs and are away from their families.
People who are in the community are more likely to be able to help their defense lawyer to develop the facts that are needed to contest the case. And there's a pernicious effect of holding people in Rikers Island that it wears on you and your resolve to continue to fight a case that may have little merit is worn down by the fact that you're actually behind bars.
Take the case of Raul Hernandez, who was arrested August 2nd for misdemeanor drug possession after a cop accused him of dropping an empty plastic bag containing heroin residue. Hernandez admits he isn't a saint. He has multiple convictions on his record, mostly for drugs and larceny. But this time, he said he didn't do it. And he turned down an offer of 7 days in jail in exchange for pleading guilty.
And Raymond had said they'll give me 10 days to do seven. I didn't want it. I wanted to go to trial.
After he rejected the plea agreement, a judge decided not to release Hernandez pending trial. Here he is outside the criminal court in Brooklyn.
What was bail set at?
$500.
$500?
Yeah, posted.
And you couldn't?
I couldn't post it. I don't have nobody. And basically, it's a family thing. You know, I can't depend on nobody.
So he went to Rikers Island for 9 days, longer than he would have served if he'd taken the plea. On his next court date, he came back expecting to argue his case. Only the cop who allegedly witnessed the incident was off that day and unavailable to testify.
Today I was expecting the trial and they said that they wasn't ready. I had to go back to Rikers Island, so it came with the other offer of time served, but I had to admit to the crime.
In other words, Raul Hernandez had a choice. Maintain his innocence and stay in jail, or plead guilty and go home. So he admitted to a crime to get out of jail. Chief Judge Lippman pushed legislation earlier this year to reform the bail statute. He said it would allow judges to keep dangerous people behind bars, but let nonviolent poor people out. So far, the legislation has gone nowhere. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.